We did hear from one final report from our school at the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the teacher there, and here is their report.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of May 26, 2018. My name is Rebecca, and I am your phonologist for this week. Our first summer thunderstorm rolled through on Tuesday the 29th. Large thunderheads, thunder, lightning, and pouring rain quenched the dry ground. Fiona was laying in her hammock when the storm rolled through. She got soaking wet. We planted a new apple tree in our school orchard on Wednesday the 30th. The class looked at our new asparagus patch on the 30th and saw they grew 2 to 3 feet tall. We will let them go to seed to get established for next year. An American bittern visited Miss Teege's Creek on the 27th. It made its unique call, kind of like a hiccup and a hand pump sound. Then the bittern pointed its beak up to the sky and showed its streaky neck feathers that resemble cattails. We will have a male red-winged blackbird that have been very aggressive at our classroom window all week. He does this because he sees his reflection in the window and thinks there's another bird invading his territory. Amaya was sitting up in a tree and a female hummingbird flew and landed on the branch next to her. We don't need to even mention that the mosquitoes and black flies have been annoying. They really come out in an annoying way starting about 7 p.m. The first monarch rested on some sprouting swamp milkweed and laid eggs on it on Monday the 28th. Many students are seeing monarchs this week. Pal swallowtails are also out since the 26th. A ground squirrel stood up on its two hind legs and watched Mr. Teege mow the lawn on the 27th. It lives under our garage foundation, and it is possible that it felt its young were threatened by the loud machine. Lydia and her mom had to chase a 10-foot to 11-foot bear out of the yard so it didn't attack their dog. It pulled down both their bird feeders, ate the suet, and broke branches of a big tree. Amaya also saw a cub running across the road into the woods. Lydia's mom saw two bear cubs and their mom while she was running. Did you know that lichen is a combination of fungus and algae? We learned that there is three different types of lichens. They are crustose, foliose, and fruticose. These lichens cover 6 to 8% of the Earth's surface. Using a lichen field book, we identified different types of lichens in our school forest. Our forest has many lichens that are somewhat sensitive to pollution. That tells us that air on the North Shore is pretty clean. The first wild rose bloomed on Thursday the 31st and was a beautiful pink. We gathered violets in our school forest to make violet-flavored sugar. Blue-eyed grass bloomed nearby, and we had to pay attention to pick the 5-petaled blossoms. Blue-eyed grass has 6 petals. Ostrich ferns are 3 feet tall now. This concludes our last phonology report of the school year. Have an amazing summer in our beautiful state and be very observant.
Yeah, have an amazing summer in our beautiful state and be very observant. Wow, did they have a great week. Wild rose, blue-eyed grass, monarchs, Canada tiger swallowtails, American bitterns, female hummers. They studied lichens. Oh, and they had black flies too. What a great time. Those are great kids over there, and they've got a great teacher in Robbie Teege. We look forward to them hearing from them again next fall.